The surf is up for Stefan Hunt and Jonathan Durrant, even if there are no waves. These are two Australians on a mission to surf in all 50 American states, easy enough in California and Florida. But in the Midwest, it means hanging 10 in some pretty unusual ways. They are today in Minnesota, where they plan to surf the Water Park of America in Bloomington. Joining us by phone is Jonathan. Welcome to the show, Jonathan. And why are you setting out to surf 50 American states? Didn't you bother to look at a map before you tried this?
You know, it was just a crazy idea we came up with. We thought we'd really like to try and do something in every state. One of our friends said, well, you guys are surfers. Why don't you try and surf in every state? We said the same thing that everyone says to us now. You know, you can't surf in every state. She said, well, improvise a bit. And, you know, you don't always have to be on a wave. You know, there's windsurfing and crowd surfing and, you know, lots of different types of surfing. As long as we're standing on a surfboard, we're counting that as surfing.
So yeah. That's it. You want to be standing on a surfboard. It doesn't really matter what's underneath it. Tell us about Idaho.
Okay, we went potato surfing in Idaho. We had a potato conveyor belt, and we put our surfboards on top of the potatoes running up the conveyor belt and stood up surfing up that. And then they took us in behind a tractor with a water ski rope tied to the board through the potato fields. And then they took us to a big sugar beet pile where we, about 15-foot high, climbed up these big pile of beets, and we surfed down that. So
you surfed a pile of sugar beets?
Yep. And I think I came off second best, actually. It ended up getting quite fast, and at the end, the board stopped, and I kept going onto the hard ground. So got a few scratches, but it's all part of it.
Tell me, how many surfboards have you gone through? If you're surfing potato fields, I would think you'd need a new board every week.
Yeah, we have about 5 surfboards with us and 2 bodyboards, and we've got a big foam board, and we just use that one for the ones where it's going to get trashed, and that is really looking second best at the moment.
Tens of thousands of day-to-day listeners at this very moment are saying to themselves, hey, how could I get on that? Now, you guys have found a sponsor. It's the company Hurley. They make surfing clothes and some gear and things. They provided you with a vehicle.
Yep. It's a 1987 GMC ice cream truck.
An ice cream truck.
Sure is. It's a 4-ton, looks like an armored vehicle. It's all black with Hurley written all over it and a bunch of our other sponsors. Yeah, it's got ice cream music. It's got 32 different ice cream tracks that you can play outside, so we love to use that music, and we sometimes get kids running up to the car and end up being a bit disappointed when we don't have ice creams, we only have surfboards.
Is there any state you're thinking ahead to where you're just wondering, how in the heck are we going to surf there? I mean, is there a problem American state? I don't know if there could be after Idaho, but
yeah, no, most of the Midwest and the states we've done were the ones where we just had no clue what we're doing, but we really like to just show up in the state and talk to some locals and try to find a way that we can surf on something that's sort of representative of the state. And we're just heading to the Great Lakes, so they get some really great waves throughout the Great Lakes, so we're hoping to get some real waves again in the next couple of weeks.
Jono Durrant from Australia, he and his friend Stefan Hunt planning to surf all 50 states. Jono, good luck to you.
Thanks so much, Alex.
And in addition to potato surfboards, Jono also has a website. You can find it at our site, npr.org.